Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
When you're suffering from allergies or feeling under the weather, your body loses some essential vitamins and nutrients that are needed to stay healthy. And one alternative to taking medicine that may have their own side effects could be incorporating local and raw honey into your lifestyle. My guest is Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson, MD. He's the co-founder and medical director for the Take Shape for Life and co-founder of the Health Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Anderson. So let's talk about honey. You know, we've been hearing that if you're allergic to bees, that's where we first started hearing, eat local honey, and that could maybe help you with your allergy to bees. So speak about the benefits of honey that's in your area.
Well, you know, honey is great. It's a natural food. It has about, you have to remember, it does have calories. It's a sugar. It has about 64 calories. It's relatively low glycemic because it has fructose and glucose in it. So it doesn't raise your blood sugar the same as many of the other, table sugars. But the great thing about it, as you said, is basically by taking a small amount of honey, because the allergens that we get into allergy season, the bee is exposed to that. So some of those antigens are in the honey, and by very low exposure like that, it can help desensitize you during the allergy season, which is pretty neat, Melanie.
Well, it is pretty neat, and as somebody who sort of has just discovered local and raw honey, because we have a nature center here, and we go and buy it for as long as it lasts here, you know, and it's so much better. It just is so light and tastes so flowery and good. It's nothing like what you get at the store.
That's exactly right. By going with natural honeys like that, you know, and some honeys like buckwheat honey actually reduce cough, and there's some great studies actually in the literature, the pediatric literature, that show that it's the same as dextromorphin. Rather than using a narcotic, simply using a natural honey can actually decrease the sensitivity for coughing, which is great for kids, you know, especially if they're in the cough season. The other thing is it also may help induce, by facilitating tryptophan absorption into the body, into the brain. It may actually be a great, you know, for adults with a sleepy time tea to put a little bit of honey in it.
Now, that is very contrary to what people would think, Dr. Anderson, isn't it? Because you think, well, if I'm going to drink my sleepy time tea, and so many adults these days, we're all so overbooked. We're thinking 50 million things at once, and sleep does not come as easily as it did before, you know, we had kids and technology. And putting honey in would seem to be a picker-upper.
Yeah, you would think, but actually in a small amount, just enough to sweeten, you know, like maybe just a half a teaspoon. At least some of the literature says that it may actually help induce sleep. But you hit it right on the head. You know, as we get older, our melatonin level release goes down, and we don't induce sleep like, you know, as a kid. As you know, they're running around like crazy, and all of a sudden, boom, the light switch goes off, and, you know, they're asleep in your arms. We unfortunately don't have that. So, there's a lot of things we need to do, but just simply by creating an induction period and creating a routine with a nice little tea and maybe just a touch of honey in it may actually be beneficial.
Well, and besides the fact that it can help digestion and the immune system, we've talked a little bit about allergies, and you talked about the blood sugar. So what about things like maybe even externally? You know, if we were to use honey, raw honey, for burns or wounds, is it too sticky or something? Because I've heard that you can use it for that.
Well, actually, it's interesting because the bees actually put a type of a form of peroxide. So there's actually antibacterial attributes to honey. The other thing, so it actually can help prevent, and it's been used for thousands of years on wounds and on scrapes and stuff. The other thing it does is it creates a very thick layer of protection. So it protects. The other thing is it also helps draw the extra moisture, and actually compared to psilocybin and burns, some people have found that, you know, honey can work very well as a wonderful covering for burn victims in small amounts, not large that need to go to a hospital.
Well, you know, even for rashes, and my daughter had a little dry skin and a little rash on her knuckles, and we had read this and we decided to try it, and she was like, oh, you know, but then she put gloves on and went to sleep, and it was like a different hand in the morning.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's kind of like aloe vera. It just seems to be there. Some of these natural substances are such a they create such a wonderful protective layer at the same time, create that inclusive moisture barrier and help dry these out at the same time, create a natural healing process.
So now, I mean, really, the difference between our raw local honey and the honey that we buy at Jewel, what is the difference there?
Well, the difference when it's processed, you lose a lot of, like you were talking about, the high quality. The raw local honeys have the small amount of antigens. They have many more of the compounds. You know, there's literally over 600 compounds that are in honey as it's produced by the bee. And most people don't realize, basically, even though, I mean, that sound that great, you know, the bee swallows, digests, and regurgitates. In that natural honey, you don't lose any of those phenolic or any of those other basically healing properties that's there once it's been processed.
So how do you know if you're buying it at Whole Foods and it says local honey? Is there any kind of regulation on using the word local?
Yeah, unfortunately, as you know, Melanie, there's so many ways that people take the language and actually, you know, create such a confusion in it that what I would do is find somebody you trust locally in a local store, someone that you know that has the is either selling natural foods or actually knows, and I would stay away from buying them at regular, you know, large grocery chains.
You know, and it's kind of a new trend to have your own bees these days. You only need one little box thing, and a friend of mine did it. He's got like 7 pounds of honey.
That's impressive. I'm not sure if I'm ready to recommend that for everybody.
Well, I mean, it's kind of cool, and you see them, and, yeah. But it is a fun thing for parents to go to the local nature center, take your kids, and if they're doing honey, you know, you can go and learn about the bees and learn about, you know, how to make honey and do all that. And Dr. Anderson, as someone who talks for a living, tell us about honey and our throats, because we've been seeing opera singers and singers using honey for years.
Well, you know, again, it's because of its consistency. It really coats the throat. It helps protect against, you know, when especially for opera singers and people that really use their vocal cords, they're really producing a lot of stress on those organs. And by creating a nice thick barrier that actually keeps the moisture, you know, the whole thing about our trachea and our throat and protecting it is literally to keep it moist, keep it emulsified in the nice thick coating that honey creates. And the other part is it absorbs actually into the mucosa better than many other substances. And as I mentioned earlier, I mean, it was pretty incredible to me that in a double-blind study, they compared it to dextromorphin in kids that had you know, sore horse throats and saw equivalency of that. And certainly, you know, if we can do it naturally without drugs, that's a great thing.
Well, and you're saying as a cough suppressant.
Yeah, exactly.
For our kids, and buckwheat honey, which is a little bit harder to find, but is more effective, you know, as an over the, and I know we parents would certainly rather in the middle of the night, if our children are coughing, give them a teaspoon of honey than, you know, some of these things, dextrim or, you know, dextrim, whatever it's called, that keeps them awake all night.
Right.
Oh, Delsym, Delsym, that's what it is.
Yeah, Delsym, yeah, exactly. Or you know, in this study was dextromorphin, which is actually a narcotic. And, you know, clearly the use of drugs and anything other than occasionally for someone that has an acute illness is, you know, I basically highly, you know, like to avoid that. So anytime we can use natural substances like honey, it's traumatic. But again, you have to caution, like everything else, you know, it does have calories in it. And so you want to use a small amount. Again, a tablespoon is about 64 calories, Melanie.
So in the last 20 seconds or so, Dr. Anderson, wrap it up for us, the benefits of honey, raw and local.
Well, basically, you know, as we mentioned, it's a great sweetener. It can be used. It's better than using regular sugars. It has some antibacterial properties, which can help both internally against things such as even ulcers and things like that. It's a great because it's great for your hair, your nails. You can use it, as we mentioned, as a topical for abrasions. And the other thing is for people that are going into allergy season that are concerned by taking a small amount of honey for a month or so before, it may help desensitize them against many of the allergies that occur as people go into the springtime.
And it's a sweet and wonderful treat made by your local bees. So try your local raw honey and, you know, see what it does for you. It's pretty cool and it tastes so much better. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.